The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam. Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about crying for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us.
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء كربلاء.
Today, Monday, is the 24th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. corresponding to the 31st of Mordad 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 22nd of August 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Al-Furqan, verse 54, which we listen to.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وهو الذي خلق من الماء بشرا فجعله نسبا وصهرا وكان ربك قديرا.
And it is he who has created from semen a human being and made him a relative by lineage and marriage. And ever is your Lord competent concerning creation.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
According to a tradition, this verse is sent down about the Prophet and Imam Ali, peace be upon them. For the Prophet married his daughter Fatima off to Ali. Therefore, Ali, peace be upon him, was both the cousin of the Prophet and the spouse of his daughter. These narrations are some clear extensions of the verse, and they do not prevent generality of the meaning of the verse. This verse includes any relationship that is created by the way of blood and marriage, and one of its clear extensions is the bilateral relationship of Ali and Prophet, peace be upon them. The earth and sky shed no tears for oppressors. In the Holy Quran, Allah refers to the drowning of Pharaoh and his army as follows. In the Holy Quran, Allah the Almighty says, "And neither heaven nor earth shed a tear over them, nor were they given a respite again." This holy verse proves that crying over the unjust is not permissible, but those who are just and have been treated unfairly can be cried and lamented over. This verse proves that there are certain people in the world upon whom the heaven and the earth weep. That is why Allah refers to the people of Pharaoh, who were not from amongst those people who are cried upon by the heaven and the earth, but they are some other dear creatures of Allah.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with shedding tears in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So we find that, such kind of lamentation cannot be limited only to, for example, the anniversary of the martyrdom of an infallible or a great personality. Rather, for example, in the case of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the 40th day of his martyrdom, that is Arba'in, is also commemorated very ardently. Other cultures or traditions, other peoples do have similar occasions. They commemorate the death of their beloved people. Now, what's indicated here in this connection is that on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, we share tears, we practice chess beating, or for example, we join commemorative sessions and so on, simply to renew, to have the news and the messages renewed to us. This is one point. Another point is that by showing our sympathy to such practices, and at the same time, by getting involved in such ceremonies, we not only do we show our loyalty, rather, we are going to receive some more information. Right from our childhood, we have within the frame of informal education, we have received many lessons from the life and times of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Granted that not everybody, not all Shi'is are expected to know all the nooks and corners of the life and times of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, at least the overall ceremony and the overall tragedy is well known to all Shi'is and to a large extent to all Muslims in the whole Islamic world. In this connection, when we join such mournful commemorative sessions and ceremonies, we intend to show our sympathy. We intend to show both to ourselves and to others that we are still true believers in the character, career, and the missions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and we do believe in his deeds, in his great achievements.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. The history and philosophy of Azza al-Hussein we're going to speak about. On one occasion, the poet Ja'far ibn Affan recited to our Imam Sadiq a poem on the tragedy of Karbala. The Imam began to weep uncontrollably. He then addressed the poet in the following terms. O Affan, do not think that it is only those whom you can see here are listening to your poetry. In fact, Allah's closest angels are present here at this majlis, and they are all listening to your recitation, and they too lament and weep. May Allah bless you for what you have recited. He will inshallah reward you with paradise for your efforts on our behalf. Azza al-Hussein was a phenomenon which gripped Muslim conscience immediately after the tragedy of Karbala.
Assalamu alaykum, ya Abu Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
Today's special and the reward for expressing grief over the murder of Imam al-Hussein and his companions. Imam Reza, peace be upon him, said, He who deems the day of Ashura as a day of tragedy, who grieves and weeps,
Allah the Glorious shall make the Day of Judgment a day of joy and happiness for him. Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, also said, "He who remembers us, or in whose presence we are remembered, and as a result shed tears, sheds eyes, even though they may be in the measure of wing of a mosquito, Allah shall construct for him a house in paradise, and make these tears a barrier between him and the fire of the hell." Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Assalamu alaykum, ya Abu Abdullah. Peace and salutations be upon you, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I send you my condolences. We talked about incorporating Ziyarat Ashura in our lives, our day-to-day lives. We said that first, a person needs to realize that the core of Ashura is bala, is a test and tribulation that Allah has placed for Imam Hussein, and that he even wanted Imam Hussein to come to Karbala with his family members, with his children, so that he could see them become captives to complete his test and to see what Imam Hussein would do. Alhamdulillah, with his patience, Imam Hussein amazed the angels. The second position we talked about was the position of grieving for Imam Hussein, the position of sorrow. You cannot expect to benefit from Ashura while you're very happy and very joyful during this time period. When you have huzn, when you have grief, when you wear black and you basically you're showing and displaying your grief for Imam Hussein, then you will have, inshallah, the mercy and the bounties that a musab, a person that affliction and calamity happen upon them, will receive. Third, we talked about the maqam of silm and the maqam of lan in harb, meaning that we approach Imam Hussein, we come to his tent, we take away all our bad actions, all our bad habits, and we do whatever Imam Hussein and his companions did. What did they do in the night of Ashura? They were praying and worshipping towards God. Therefore, we leave everything else from our hearts besides the worship of God. Once this is done, our actions are full of fulfilling God's commands. Our hearts are full of God's remembrance. We reach, as we do the dua in Ziyarat Ashura, that Allah gives us al-maqam al-mahmud, the praiseworthy station, the station of the Holy Prophet, the position of Imam Hussein. And it is then that we begin to truly enjoy life. And this is the effect of spirituality, this al-maqam al-mahmud.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep us in your prayers and morning gatherings. Fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamat Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and on the eve of the martyrdom anniversary of the survivor of the tragedy of Karbala, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, we present you a wise statement from him. Refrain from lying in all things, big or small, in seriousness or in jest. For when one starts lying in petty matters, soon he will have the audacity to lie in more important matters as well. Thank you.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtues of the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein's grave. You know, right now we are in the month of Muharram. This is a very sacred and holy month, and it is a month where we commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, take part in the mourning ceremonies, which are conducted to remember him and his message and his martyrdom. And one of the things that we can do on at this time in this month is actually go physically for the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein. It's very virtuous, and it has a lot of virtues for it. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says the following regarding the virtues of the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein's grave. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "There is no prophet in the heavens or the earth except that he asks God Almighty to give him permission to go for the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Laysa nabiyyin fis-samawati wal-ard illa wa yas'aluna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala an yu'dhan lahum في زيارة الحسين عليه السلام ففوج ينزل وفوج يعرج. There is no prophet in the heavens or the earth except that he asks God Almighty to give him permission to go for the ziyarat of Imam Hussein. So a group of them descend for the pilgrimage of Imam Hussein, and a group of them ascend back after paying homage and pilgrimage to Imam Hussein. And in fact, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in the same vein, he also said the following, that there is no angel in the heavens or the earth except that he asks, or it asks God Almighty to give him or give it permission to go for the ziyarat of Imam Hussein. And so there is a group which constantly, there's a group which descends and a group is ascending, right? For a group descends for the pilgrimage and a group of angels ascend for the pilgrimage, right? So by actually going for the ziyarat and pilgrimage to Imam Hussein's grave, right, we would be actually, joining this group of angels and prophets who are actually paying homage and making the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein's grave. And, you know, the barakat and the blessings which they bring with them, you know, actually will secondarily and accidentally also come to us, and we will also benefit from them. And, this is a good opportunity right now. The pilgrimage to Imam Hussein's grave is open. This is not something that has always been true. There have been times in the past where this people have been barred from making the pilgrimage, right? Even in our own era, there was a time, I remember, when this pilgrimage was not possible. Fortunately, there's a small window of opportunity for us to do this. There's no telling what might occur in the future and whether we will be able to do so in the future or not. We hope and pray that it will always be open, but there is no telling. So it's good to make chance while we can to go for ziyarat. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج.
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters all over the world hearing us on IRIB English Radio. So thank you so much for joining us today, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much. So, brothers, rule number one says that whenever you see a word having Tanween Fatha, what is Tanween Fatha? Huh?
Double Fatha.
Yeah, double Fatha. An. An, in, yeah. Un. Okay? We're not talking about in and un. An. Okay?
Yes.
Tanween Fatha. So whenever you see Tanween Fatha, if you want to stop at that word, if you want to stop that there, okay? Change the Tanween Fatha to Alif Med. All right?
Yes.
So if you see words having Tanwin Fatha, they have an alif as well with themselves. For example, in the Man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir wa amila sa
lihan.
Tanwin Fatha.
Yes.
Tanwin Fatha is enough. Why do you put an alif after Tanwin Fatha? But here, wa amila salihan, doesn't matter for what, even if it is at the end of an ayah, okay? Or in the middle, okay? You want to stop here. Wa amila salihan. What should you do? Okay, Ali Nasir, what about this? Why should we say salih? Why there is an alif? For example, salihan. You don't know? What about Hussein Rahullah? Why is there an alif?
Because of mad.
Uh-huh. Hawa, do you know?
Because we reduce one fatah.
No, we have
new answers. didn't have these answers, okay? They were new, but they were wrong. So the answer is this. This alif is written with that tanwin fatha always, okay, you see. Except with ta marbuta, with ha, which has two dots on the top. Oh, except with
yes.
that.
Yes.
Other letters, you have this alif with this, okay? With this tanwin, after tanwin fatha, you have this alif. Why? Because it tells you that. There is a rule in Tajweed that whenever you stop at the word having this tanwin fatha, do not stop while it is tanwin fatha. Salihan, wa amilan salihan. Finished. No, change this tanwin fatha to an alif. Fatha plus alif. Wa amilan salihan. Han, ha. This alif is there to tell you that, mister, look at me. I am alif. Change this tanwin fatha to me.
Yes.
Sub me with this tanwin fatha, okay? So tanwin fatha will be changed to
alif.
Alif mad. Alif mad, not an alif. Alif mad, okay? Alif mad means a fatha plus alif. So sali ha. Ha, okay, the letter ha will have the fatha with an alif. Ha. Ha. Alright?
Yes.
So how do you recite? Wa'amilan saliha. وَعَمِلًا صَالِحًا. Okay, go to Surah Naba, chapter 30 of the Quran. Just 30 of the Quran Kareem, okay? Surah Naba. It starts with عَمَّ يَتَسَأَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ. So this surah has a lot of verses ending in Tanwin Fatha. Let's go and recite. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
So it's on page 582. عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ.
عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ.
عن النبأ العظيم.
عن النبأ العظيم.
الذي هم فيه مختلفون.
الذي هم فيه مختلفون.
الذي هم فيه مختلفون.
الذي هم فيه مختلفون.
كلا سيعلمون.
كلا سيعلمون.
ثم كلا سيعلمون.
ثم كلا سيعلمون.
Okay, the next ayah ends with a tanween fatha. Is there an alif or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So we gotta change it to an
alif.
But if you join, if you join this ayah ending in tanwin fatha, if you join this ayah to the next ayah, so you got to pronounce it as tanwin fatha.
Yes.
Okay, let's go on. We will change it to alif. There is an alif.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class.
Let's recite the Quran.
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا
وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا
وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا
وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا
وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا
وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا
وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا.
Okay, look, all the ayahs now, after this, okay? So, the ayahs end in Tanween Fatha.
Yes.
So, let's join some of the ayahs together and also pronounce the Tanween Fatha, okay? We said that, look, we have Tanween Fatha. The next ayah starts with?
Fatha.
Wow. Great. The next ayah starts with wow. Wow. We have wow here. Yes. Then, We had a rule called Tanween. Ah, Fawad, what?
Idgham.
Idgham, great. So let's do an Idgham, okay, here. Let's merge, great. Let's recite a salawat for Fawad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Nice answer, thank you. So Tanween Fatha will be changed to? Will be joined, will be merged into?
Wow.
Wow, okay, wow. Let's go.
وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا
وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا
أحسن. Look, one of the Tanween Fatha we changed into an Aleph Mad, and the other Tanween Fatha stayed at the same as the same. Yes.
Yes.
وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا
وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا
أحسن. سبعًا تنوين فتحة pronounced the same.
Yes.
وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا.
We can stop here, but better not stop because شدادة is just an adjective for سبعًا. Okay. We have to read together. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا. What rule is applied here? سَبْعًا شِدَادًا.
إِخْفَى.
إِخْفَى. Great. Why?
Because the sheen,
is from the rest of the letters, not from يَرْمَلُون, not from letters, not letters, and also not إِقْلَاب letter. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Great. MashaAllah. Nice memory.
وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا
وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا.
Okay, great. The rule is just this. Whenever you see a Tanween Fatha, look at the Aleph. There is an Aleph. Okay? Any letter, okay, there is an Aleph with. Except there is one letter. If a word having Tanween Fatha and the letter which has the Tanween Fatha is Ta marbuta. Do you know ta marbuta?
Yes.
Yeah. The ha has two dots, two eyes on the top. Okay? That is called ta marbuta. So, whenever you see such a word, I will tell you what surah. You change the tanween fatha into what? Huh? Tanween fatha into what?
Alif mad.
MashaAllah, that's wrong.
Ta?
No.
Hussein.
Ta marbuta.
No, we will say Tanween.
We'll recite the Tanween.
Tanween Fatha.
Okay. We stop there. Should we recite it? Should we read the Tanween Fatha?
No, we will read the Ta.
But Ta has to have something. Letters must be pronounced with vowels. So it should have a vowel.
Fatha.
Yeah.
MashaAllah. Fatha. Again, that's wrong.
Mad.
I say mashallah because you tried your best. But the answer was wrong.
Intentionally.
Intentionally, ha? Okay. Yeah, we changed it to ha.
Ha.
Yes. Okay. Fatima tu Zahra. We say Fatima tu Zahra. We pronounce the ta. Ta marbuta, yes? But when you say only Fatima. Fatima. Change ta to ha?
Yes.
Okay. Any harakat have... Any harakat, okay? That the ta marbuta has will be changed to...
Ha.
Fatima, No, the harakat, the harakat.
Ah, sukun.
Sukun. The ta marbuta itself, two changes we have. Ta marbuta will be changed to?
Sukun.
No. Ta marbuta will be changed to? Letter to letter, okay? Letter will be changed to letter, harakat will be changed to harakat.
Yes.
So ta marbuta will be changed to?
Ha.
Okay? And the harakat, fatha, kasra, dhamma, tanwin fatha, tanwin kasra, tanwin dhamma, whatever, will be changed to?
Sukun.
Sukun. That's it, the rule. The rule with ta marbuta is this. The ta marbuta will be changed to?
Ha.
And the harakat, whatever. If it is tanwin fatha, tanwin kasra, if they have like tanwin, fatha, kasra, dhamma, whatever, will be changed to?
Sukun.
Go to Surah Nazi'at, the next surah. The next surah after Naba. Yeah? The next surah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Let's recite this. Go to ayah 6. Ayah 6. Yawma. Yawma tarjufur.
Rajifa.
Rajifa. Read it.
Yawma tarjufur rajifa.
Rajifa tu.
Yes.
Okay? We have tamarbuta. And what is the harakat on tamarbuta?
Dhamma.
Dhamma. So suppose whatever the harakat is going to be. Dhamma, fatha, kasra, tanwin fatha, tanwin kasra, tanwin dhamma will be changed to as-sukun. How do you read for what? Yawma tarjufur
rajifa.
Rajifa. Tatba'uha
rajifa.
Rajifa. Qulubu yawma idhin
wajifa.
Wajifa. Wajifatun tanwin dhamma. But will be changed to as-sukun.
Yes.
And absaruha
khashi'a.
Khashi'a again. Thank you. So, I think we need to take a break, okay, and come back, okay? Our brothers, maybe they are tired. So, let's take a break, inshallah. We'll go on for the next rules, okay? Inshallah, in the next session. Thank you for being with us in this session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Xavier International Schools Network. We'll come back, okay? Stay with us. Let's recite a salawat and come back.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Returns to our camp riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين. زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي.
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of زيارة إمام الحسين عليه السلام, زيارة العاشوراء. So stay with us.
برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم ومن أشياعهم وأتباعهم وأوليائهم يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة.
Previously, dear listeners, we were discussing this phrase of Ziyaratul Ashura. Ya Aba Abdillah, inni silmun liman salamakum wa harmun liman harabakum ila yawmil qiyamah. O Aba Abdillah, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you, until the day of resurrection. As you may have been with us, we started discussing about another aspect of fighting against the enemies, which is the enemy of inner self or human souls, which is referred to in our traditions as Jihadul Akbar or the greater jihad, and Jihadul Nafs, the struggle against the self. Now, in this episode, let us have a look at one of the historical incidents which is worthy of contemplation. When Almighty Allah revealed the chapter Baqarah and orders His apostle to openly declare His repulsion and hatred against the Mushrikeen, as the tradition suggests, after this chapter was revealed, the Holy Prophet dispatched one of the companions with it to openly declare the stance of the Muslims against the polytheists. The Holy Quran says, بَرَاءَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِلَى الَّذِينَ عَهَدْتُمْ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. This is a declaration of Allah and His Apostle addressed to the polytheist. فَسِيحُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرُ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ غَيْرُ مُعْجِزِ اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْزِي الْكَافِرِينَ. Travel in the land for 4 months, but know that you cannot thwart Allah, and that Allah shall disgrace the faithless. When the companion of the Holy Prophet was sent, the Almighty Allah reveals to Holy Prophet ﷺ to order the companion to return back and replace him with Imam Ali alayhi salam. Eventually, this is Imam Ali alayhi salam, who is the very epitome of monotheism in its purest form. So he was the one who delivered the message. This incident has so much to reveal for every contemplative. The true meaning of bara'ah can only be shown by someone who has a heart that naturally repels evil and its forces. If one is not successful in removing the subtle forms of shirk from himself, it is impossible for him to be the messenger of this divine announcement, which declares hatred against all kinds of shirk. And this, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, مَنْ لَمْ يُصْلِحْ نَفْسَهُ لَمْ يُصْلِحْ غَيْرَهُ. Whosoever does not reform himself cannot reform other than himself.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. Subhanallah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him. He understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, what we conclude is to start with ourselves. This war, this hatred against the enemies of Ahlul Bayt starts from our human soul and our nafs. So, a spirit like that of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who enjoys a heart that is extremely attached to the absolute perfection, and he is ultimately detached from the forces of evil and deficiency, such a person would be perfect for conveying the message of Bara' that we discussed in the beginning of this episode. In the beautiful words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, we read, أَبَاللَّهُ أَن يُبَلِّغَ عَن مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ وَا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ مِّنْهِ. Allah did not allow that anyone save a man from Muhammad to convey the divine message on his behalf. And this is a very universal truth worthy of reflection. Allah does not permit his message to be conveyed save by the Holy Prophet or a prophet-like heart. The heart which is clean and pure, the heart which has started the war from itself. And since Imam Ali alayhi salam was the best manifestation of the prophetic heart and his soul had defeated the inner forces of evil, he was and he could be the best representative for declaring bara'ah against these polytheists. Not a speck of the smallest kind of shirk ever lurked in the elevated heart of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And never did he bow down to any idol. Of course, it may be asked, if that was the case, why did the Prophet sallallahu give it to the wrong person at first? The insightful scholars understand the reason as an intentional move to reveal that the companion sent in the beginning cannot represent the Holy Prophet even in conveying one chapter of the Holy Quran, let alone shoulder a higher responsibility. And also, it revealed the fact that the heart of conveyor should be in total harmony with what it is conveying. And this condition was not met by the first companion, who was told to return back, and he was unfit to convey that message. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
بالروح
بالدم
لبيك يا حسين
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. This is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio is a guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Hojatul Islam Academy. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Karimi, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about a very important case, and that is whether we have any reference to Prophet Muhammad's prediction about the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and we can say as a result, shedding tears for his martyrdom. Because for sure in the Shia references, we have such a case that Prophet Muhammad predicted, and in fact, by his divine knowledge, could see the future of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and shed tears. But what about a Sunni references? Do we have any reference to this story or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a very important question because many people, when they argue against Shia mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, they, especially the Wahhabis, they claim that this is a bid'ah, an innovation, and there is no trace of it in the sources, they mean the Sunni sources. But the point is that there are many narrations in Sunni sources according to which, as you rightly mentioned, the Holy Prophet has also predicted the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and he has mourned for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He has shed tears many years before the tragedy of Karbala. For example, Bayhaqi in his work quotes from Asma bint Umays that she said, when Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was born, the Holy Prophet asked me to take Hussein to the Prophet. And I took the baby, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and the Holy Prophet recited Adhan and Iqama in his ears, and then he began to cry. So it was very surprising for Asma bint Umays to see the Prophet crying for Imam Hussein alayhi salam